Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. That's a banger, Jimmy. Old one from Kiss there. What a great song. Funky Buddha, the brand new release in the tap room. They released it this past weekend. Rise and Grind, an imperial cream ale with coffee, natural caramel, and vanilla flavors. And I think I've been mentioning throughout the week, you can ride then vibe with bikes and beers and Funky Buddha January 18th, which is Saturday. It's a cycling event, features 15, 30, and 45 mile rides that depart from and return to the Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park, travels through beautiful Fort Lauderdale. You can get more info at funkybuddha.com. So we're in serious discussions, me, Ryan, Casey, and Chef at Funky Buddha about adding nachos to the menu. You weren't here Tuesday, Crowder. Solana and I revisited the fact that Funky Buddha doesn't have nachos on the menu. And I did post some video. It's on Twitter if you want to see it, of that segment. But I was taking issue with the fact that they have Floridian spiced olives as an appetizer. Mm. But not nachos. They have whipped ricotta as an appetizer, but not nachos. And I'm all for that stuff. I love their food, but I don't understand how you can be a brewery that shows a lot of sporting events. They had the official Panthers watch party last night. Like, I don't understand, or 2 nights ago. I don't understand how you can be who they are without having nachos. And I think I may finally be getting my way with Funky Buddha.
So Solana yesterday, you off, and Solana actually told me about you, you know, rehashing this, you know, gripe that you have. And I thought about it as a restaurateur now, because that's what I can call myself.
Right.
You just said it. Beer olives is beer and olives. Ricotta whipped is ricotta cheese. That's it. Nachos are 70 items. It's a bunch of product that you have to put on a nacho that's not worth what it takes. Chips, cheese, what are you,
you're
meat,
arguing against
cream.
Nachos, honestly? You're
going to
argue against the number of ingredients in nachos?
I would never have nachos. I would never have nachos.
Didn't you say someone returned a burger at your place cracked because there were too many things on the burger?
He said it was too much lettuce, and I told him, get the hell out of here, buddy.
I would submit to you there's more on that burger you offer at Cracked than there are on nachos. Nachos have the chips, ground chips, beef,
two,
cheese,
three,
sour cream,
guacamole,
and jalapenos.
Oh, and that's
five
it?
Items. So what do you think you have items on the Cracked burger? Burger
meat,
patty,
cheese, bread,
bun,
meat, cheese, bread.
Ketchup, mustard, mayo,
yeah, put ketchup
lettuce,
and mustard on themselves.
Tomato,
no, we
onion.
Have a kiosk. We have,
I mean, what are we doing?
Onion.
You're going to argue against the ingredients on a plate of nachos?
Nachos are a little.
You call yourself a restaurateur, and you're going to argue against the ingredient? I don't have time for this.
A little too dense.
Ridiculous.
on the damn nachos.
Trust me, you order nachos wherever you go, I bet.
I know. I'm not a nacho guy.
Yeah, Gino Toretta had texted us. He's like, nobody orders nachos at Sports Bar. What are you talking about?
I would say it's one of the lower ordered items.
Oh, my God. You got to be out of your mind. You have to be out of your mind.
No. Wings.
Is this a CTE episode?
Wings?
Wings burgers? And nachos. Wings and nachos. No, I'm talking about off the appetizer menu at a sports bar or a brewery. Wings and nachos. Got to be 1-2-2-1. And I'll take the wings, nachos, quinella all day long.
Flatbread. Mozzarella sticks.
Bread. Flatbread. Flatbread.
Mozzarella sticks. I honestly think you're off with these with
I'm
the
not,
nacho thing.
I'm not. In fact, I can make them so much money if they would just add Hawk Joe's to the menu, which I think is going to happen. So just hold on to your he's going to come on tomorrow. Ryan's going to come on tomorrow. I hope Casey will join him and Chef as well, because they're trying to create this really cutesy concoction of nachos that I don't want to start blasting on the air. But
Chef,
it's like
Chef is going to come on.
Perhaps, hey, yes.
My man can get down. I got his number in my phone. He can go, boy.
He can go. I will tell you, though, every single thing he says, I will respond with, yes, Chef.
Mm-hmm. I see. Once he's done talking, once you want to talk, you have to yell, behind, corner.
I was trying to find his name, but see what his name is in my phone.
They call him Chef. Now, I'm telling you, I don't know
his
name
either. They call him
I've met him 1,000 times. They call him Chef. I call him Chef.
Yeah, and he gets down back there in that kitchen now. Ooh, tall white dude, he can cook his tail off, yeah.
But his food's so good, which is why I know they can make nachos, and I'm not asking them to create foie gras.
He's like a legit chef, though. That's why I'm surprised. He is a legitimate like culinary expert, and he is going to come on to be ridiculed for his menu choices and the menu he has crafted by a guy who's staying up till midnight ordering Pelicans cereal bowls.
So it's funny. So KC started a thread today with me, Ryan, KC, and Chef. Chef's never gotten more than a couple of hello, how you doings from me.
Yeah.
I believe on one text thread this afternoon, I may have gotten him to like throw knives in the air out of anger, because, you know, they're big on this olives thing. And I was having avocado toast this morning, and olives are supposed to be part of the avocado. And I did hold the olives because nobody wants olives. And I was showing them on the thread. And then I said something along the lines of blah, blah, blah. Maybe I should just get some whipped brie. And Chef said it's actually whipped ricotta. And I responded with same thing. And that was the end of Chef on the it was Chef ejected. That was the last I heard from him all day.
it's like Solana said, a culinary, well-versed, learned, educated.
He's met his match. Chef has met his culinary match.
And you try to talk the man into making hot shows.
Because they said, what kind of cheese would you want on the Hawk shows? And I said, Cheese Whiz.
Hawk, that's
because that's the preferred nacho cheese. I don't want to get cutesy. I want to go back to the basics.
Tortilla chips, ground beef, Cheese Whiz.
That's right.
Sour cream, guacamole.
I'm not done yet. You just wait. You just wait. All right, let's get a quick look at the headlines with Solana for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
The Miami Heat are back in action tomorrow. They did lose versus the Los Angeles Lakers yesterday. They ended up losing by double digits, despite having a 12-point lead at halftime. Tyler Hero went off for 34 points. He was outstanding, but nobody else really showed up in the scoring column. That is, LeBron had 9 in the fourth quarter. Miami drops back-to-back games to end their road trip at 3-3, 3-4 during the Butler suspension. They host the Nuggets tomorrow, 8 p.m. They'll be wearing their Vice unis.
Will Jimmy Butler be in one? That's the question.
Can't wait.
Dun, dun, dun.
The Florida Panthers, they're in action tonight. It'll be a 7 p.m. puck drop. They host the Red Wings of Detroit.
Can hear the game right here, 560 WQAM. Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay will be on the call.
Pretty much your only local headlines. Joe Flacco turns 40 today, and Albert Pujols turns 45 today as well.
All right.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com for consultations 24/7. It's like 70 degrees-ish right now in South Florida. Looks like it might start raining in Miami. Tonight, the lows will drop into the low 60s. That is your weather.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Too many steps.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Black Hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. If you're going to the Panthers game tonight, you know they got the Funky Buddha tap room right there across from Pantherland. We'll catch a little hockey, a little Panthers Red Wings action tonight. Grab yourself some Funky Buddha. You know what you can do, actually? If you're going to the Amerant Bank Arena, you can actually get Funky Buddha and some nachos. You got to go to two separate places. But if you were at the tap room in Oakland Park, you can't even get that combo because they don't have nachos.
I don't want no damn nachos.
Yes, you do. I bet that. What do you think at a stadium? Do you think at a stadium nachos are the best seller?
No, burgers and dogs.
I don't think so. I bet chicken tenders is one. I would say nachos is two.
No
way. Popcorn, three. And ice cream in a little mini batting helmet, four. Okay. He missed that Panthers game.
I think you hit popcorn. You know, you hit them, but it's not nachos aren't up there. They're not. It's unsanitary. Everybody's reaching into the bowl. Like, yeah.
What are you talking about? What do you mean it's unsanitary? We're reaching into the wing dish as well. What are you talking
about? But you're grabbing your wing. Now you're touching my chip. I'm touching your chip. Whose chip is it? We don't know whose chip it is. That's my chip. I don't know.
We have a $50 gift card for Twin Peaks to give away every day this week, but our phones aren't working today. Maybe you noticed with Will Manso and Danny Cannell, they were both connected via StreamYard. It actually sounded better. We may have learned a lesson today out of necessity, which was pretty cool. But I can't give away the Twin Peaks gift card because the phone lines aren't working. They're down. So we'll do two tomorrow. Okay, everybody? Two tomorrow. Before we get out of here tonight, let me talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic because it's the start of a new year. A lot of guys will make some resolutions to improve yourself. And maybe you're feeling sluggish and low energy and your sleep patterns are off. Even working out, you're not seeing the gains that you used to see. And so then making the New Year's resolution might not be so easy. Well, Atlantic Men's Clinic can likely help you with that because those symptoms might mean you're suffering with low testosterone. So how does a guy know that he might be low T? In your early to mid-30s, guys start losing about 2 to 3% of their testosterone production every year. In fact, Solana is 30, and I've noticed it just watching him over the last year. He's down 6 or 7%, so he's at an accelerated rate. But that's an aside. That doesn't have anything to That doesn't have anything to do with Atlantic Men's Clinic. He just happens to be at an accelerated rate for losing the testosterone. So definitely something he might want to keep his eye on. Anyway, in your early to mid-30s, guys start losing about 2 to 3% of their testosterone production every year. Yes, Solana, I waited till the last segment when you can't get to the microphone to do that so that you couldn't rebut what I was doing. Anyway, before you know it, you just don't feel like the same guy you were in your 20s or 30s. So start treating that low T. Within just a few weeks, you can start to feel your energy return and the brain fog go away and your sleep improve and your sex drive come back. Go to AtlanticMensClinic.com. Take the low T quiz. Takes a couple of minutes and then schedule a consultation to learn more. Atlantic Men's Clinic. Serving South Florida since 2020, they've successfully treated thousands of men, 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. So call them for more info, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. All right, that's going to do it for us on this Thursday. Everybody have a great and safe Thursday night. Go Panthers. We will speak with you mañana.
5 booms today with your husky ass.
Yeah. Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.